Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to be discussing one of the narratives that I encountered while doing research for my thesis, which aims to understand the role of information and communication technologies in facilitating cultural violence in northern Nigeria. One of the journalists that I interviewed for my thesis is a Nigerian journalist called whose name is Theophilus Abba, who works predominantly in the north of Nigeria and has reported on the ethnic tensions and on Boko Haram for years now. He had a lot of interesting things to say that aren't often presented in the mainstream media, but also a lot of really valuable insights onto the role of social media. He says as much as the role of social media is really predominant, word of mouth is also still quite a crucial instrument in inciting violence and encouraging people to take up arms against their perceived enemies. But he did say that when it comes to social media, one of the most common forms of media used to incite violence is WhatsApp. He says that these chain messages are circulated and often include a lot of really hateful language and propaganda that is used to increase violence by inciting tension between different groups, especially against Fulani people, by launching many accusations against them and especially against different herders, assuming that they are stealing land and assuming that they are bandits who are guilty of kidnapping people and ruining land. And there are so many different accusations leveled against Fulani herdsmen. They also believe that the government is not doing enough to stop this kind of violence. And so in these WhatsApp messages, a common theme is also that people need to respond to these crises themselves instead of waiting for the government to intervene. And this is just one of the ways that people are then really encouraged to be violent, because they are led to believe that this threat is so big and that no one else is doing anything about it. And so this was one of the really interesting narratives and really shocking to read and to hear how real this is at the moment. Yeah, thank you for listening.